Welcome, welcome, welcome to Being Black Fathers. I am your host, Chief Shaman, aka Big Chief. Yeah, man, I know it's been a minute, but I'm back. Shout out to all my new fans and all the different countries, man. I've been looking at my analytics, man. It's looking very nice. Very, very nice. I was telling my coworkers at work, she had called me International Chief. I got fans in Japan, you hear me? Well, anyway, man, like I say, welcome back. I know it's been a minute. And I got a special episode for y'all today. I'm going to be interviewed by my son, and I'm going to let him introduce himself. So.
Hey, y'all. My name's Damari, and I'm going to be interviewing my dad today, so I got some questions for him. All right.
Well, yeah. So, let's begin. Go ahead with your questions.
When you were younger, did you want any kids?
No, I did not. I didn't want no kids. I said that a long time until I had Kiki. When I had Kiki, I wanted more.
Yeah. All right. When you first saw all your kids, how did you feel?
Love. For the first time again. Because I stopped loving. I'm just in this dark space ever since my mama died. So, like I say, when I saw each one of y'all, every time, it was like the same feeling. Yeah, love. I gotta protect y'all.
Yeah. All right, when you had all of us, what did you want our names to be?
What they is. I wanted y'all names to be different from everybody else. I wanted y'all to stand out. Junior was a junior.
Yeah.
My name is already, you know, Kiki. She got her grandmama name in her middle, Vanessa. You, your middle name is my first name spelled backwards. And Kamara, I just put Lil Mar. Because I didn't want to get him Lee Mar too.
How did you come up with the name?
I just thought it was my first name spelled backwards. It just came to me. All of them. Damari and Kamari, Kiki, and you know, Junior was a junior, so that was a no-brainer. But it just came to me when I looked at y'all.
Alright, what was your goal for us when you had all of us?
Just to make sure y'all don't gotta go through nothing that I've been through. All the struggles, all the hard times, going to jail, all the nonsense. I really didn't want none of y'all to be a part of that. I knew when y'all came into this world that I had to make it better for y'all. So y'all won't have to see that. I mean, it's a good thing that you see shit like that because it's life. And you need to be prepared for that type of stuff. But yeah, that was my main goal, to never let y'all struggle or go through nothing that I've been through. I mean, that should be like the main goal of any parent, mother or father. So yeah, no, I didn't want y'all to go through none of the craziness or experience none of the stuff that I've been through.
Yeah. All right. What do you like specifically about all your kids?
Kiki just like me. Her attitude, she's just a female version. Junior, he was just a free spirit, happy kid. You know what I mean? He was a good dude.
Yeah.
You and Kamari, y'all different, one of one. All y'all was different. I never expected all y'all to be the same. I always wanted to, you know what I mean? I was always curious of like the things y'all ask, the things y'all say. You know what I'm saying? The things y'all do as y'all coming up that, you know, it's a shock and surprise me.
Yeah. When you had all of us, did you want us to do any sports?
I feel like you could do what you want. I don't really care what none of y'all did, because whatever you did, I was gonna back you 100%. I mean, if you'd have played sports, that'd have been cool. But I don't care what you, I don't care if you was a rocket science or a chemist. I don't care what it is that you wanted to be, I was gonna support it 100%.
Yeah. All right, if we all had our own soulmates, would you let it like give us our own privacy with our soulmates?
Meaning what?
Like, meaning like say for example I had like a girlfriend, like would you let me bring her over and have privacy and stuff, like let us vibe and chill?
So basically you need to have your own house with it. Like yeah, I guess in your teenage years that's cool until you move out, but that's something a grown man to do when you got a woman. You should want to take her to your own place and not have to bring her here with your dad. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can vibe, you know what I mean? But, yeah, eventually it's your own spot. You shouldn't be wanting to bring no woman over to, like I say, your father's house.
If you gave each of your children $10,000, what would you want us to invest in?
You tell me. How you gonna spend the money? Giving you something ain't gonna teach you anything, because when you give it something, you don't appreciate it. You gonna do whatever, you gonna blow it, because you don't appreciate it. You didn't have to work for it. So I would hope that you invested in something that's gonna make you some more money. So you wouldn't have to ask me for no more money.
Yeah. Alright. How come you don't go out and enjoy yourself like? Just enjoy yourself. Live life.
I enjoy myself in my own way. When I was younger, I did the clubs, all that stuff. So that became boring to me. I have other ways and different hobbies to make me or intrigue me or, you feel me, make me feel some type of way, you feel? So I don't really need that. I go out and about every now and then. Plus, when you go out, you spend money, and I don't really like spending money.
Yeah. When are we going to have another father-son game night?
When you get your act together. Period. When you get your act together. When you stop doing goofy stuff, doing stuff you ain't supposed to do, then we can, I don't mind sitting down with you and whooping on, because you ain't never beat. You lost every game.
Can you teach me how to drive?
Like I said, you need to be focused first. You need to learn how to accomplish one thing before you focus on something else, because you can only focus on one thing at a time. I can't drive, and you got to realize in driving, you won't not only driving for yourself, you have to drive for the people around you. Any split moment, any little mistake, you can end up hurting somebody else. So that's something you have to be focused on and take serious. And when I feel like that you're taking things serious and you more focused than what you are now, then I ain't got no problem with that.
You know how you stay to yourself a lot, right? How come, you just stay to yourself, stay in the house, just lay back, really don't mess with nobody, just in your own lane, vibe by yourself?
Because people gonna be people. I know my vibes. I know the positivity that I bring to the table, but I can't expect that from nobody else. I don't know what nobody else gonna bring to the table. So I just stay to myself to avoid all the nonsense, because I've learned in life and going through all the things that I've been through, learn how to take yourself away from situations and walk away from situations. It's like I was telling you, if you're in a car with somebody and they tell me I'm doing something crazy, me, I'm going to tell them to let me out wherever I'm at, and I'm going to get home how I'm going to get home, because I'm not on the dumpster. I don't have time for the nonsense. I don't have time getting in trouble for somebody else. I just don't got time for it. I'm strong enough, strong-minded enough, and strong-willed enough to just say, you know what, hey man, this ain't for me. I'm up out of here. I ain't really got time for this. Like, if it ain't a positive vibe, a positive situation, then I don't really want to be a part of it, because I know how negative feels. So I don't need no negative energy. I want to be in a positive space for the rest of my days.
When you had your first child, which is Kiki, did it make you change your perspective about women?
My perspective always been the same about women. My mother always taught me that black women are queens, period. I always always carried myself as such. So Kiki just, you know what I mean, made me want to show her the same thing, show her what my mama taught me, that you're a queen, that you're beautiful, that you're amazing, you can do whatever you want, and you gonna, and you make a man respect you, period. Don't let that man disrespect you in no type of way, because you're special. Women are life bringers. They bring life. And so you got to respect them just for that, because you can't carry no baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't, granted, on both sides we go through a lot. But yeah, women, they go through a lot. So yes, you know what I mean? I need her to know that she need to respect herself. She's a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? She can't let nobody talk her down, low self-esteem, none of that. Because she, you know what I mean? She it.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy, though, because, like, you, how you say they're life bringers, it really is, because, like, women, they really help a man, like, they really help him keep himself up.
You gotta help her, too. She play a very important part in your life. A black woman play a very important part in your life. But the black man also play a very important part, too. She can't do it on her own. And you can't expect her to.
Yeah.
You can't sit up and think she's gonna do everything for you and you bring nothing to the table. Then what are you there for? You're just in the way, taking up space.
That's the crazy part, though. Like you always tell me, like people, like, you know how you tell me, like, one person can't bring 100% and the other person can't bring 0%. Or one person can't bring 90% and the other person bring 10%. They both have to bring 50% to the table.
Y'all be on the same page.
Yeah.
That's what makes it work. Y'all on the same page. Y'all got each other back no matter what. No matter what y'all go through, y'all got each other back. That's what makes it work. That's what make y'all grow. If that ain't what you in it for, then you shouldn't be with that person. If she with you and she ain't right, then you should leave. If you with her and you ain't right, then she should leave. As simple as that.
Yeah. When you first had all your kids, did it affect you, like, from your younger life to make you a better person?
Yes, it made me a better person. It didn't affect my life because y'all was my kids. It was a responsibility that I knew what I was doing when I was laying down, and I knew what could possibly happen. So I had to be prepared for that, period. And I ain't had no problem with it, because it's my responsibility. God gave y'all me to me for a reason, and I accepted.
That's all the questions
I had for you today. Yeah, as you can see, my son's had a couple questions for me and whatnot. You know, I answer it. You know, he be unprepared. I'm trying to incorporate him into this. But like I say, he be so unfocused. You know how it is these days. These kids, they just want to play games and stuff like that. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, it's been an interesting ride, man. I've seen a lot, been through a lot. But I also grown through a lot. You know, different perspectives about life. You know what I mean? And I appreciate everything that I've been through, because it really made me who I was and who I am today. The man that I am. Big Chief, you feel me? International Chief. And I'm going to keep saying that because I'm only getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you know? So, man, I've been in this space lately, man. A creative space. Reflection space. I've just been in this space, like space, you know, like the stars, the moon, like I'm in my own galaxy or whatnot. It's been a beautiful feeling. You know, a lot of obstacles, but, you know, I'm a giant. I just step off them. I overcome them like it's nothing because I'm used to them, you know. I've been prepared for this since I was, like, 6 years old. Shout out to all the fathers across the world, you know. All, everywhere, you know. Because I understand, because I'm a father, how hard it is to be a father at times. Because, you know, they really don't want you to be there, but hey, it is what it is. You can't stop a real father, you feel me? So, shout out to all the fathers across the world that's standing tall, no matter the circumstances, no matter what the world try to take you through, the system try to take you through, or even, you know what I'm saying, the mother of your kids. You got to look at it like, even though you're going through it right now, you're going to make it through it. I know it's easy for me to say it right now if you're really going through a situation, but I promise you, you're going to make it through it. I've been through so many situations, but I always made it through each and every one. I made it like none of the things I was going through when I was going through it, but I made it through it. So I can't be nothing but appreciative and thankful to my creator, because I know he got my back. So with that said, man, like I said, it's been a minute, man. A minute. But it feels good getting back. Oh yeah, and to all the fans, like I said, I've been watching my analytics, and I got fans everywhere now. And to all the fans that listen to this, I want y'all, I mean, if you got any questions to ask me, anything you want to say, you could send the questions to griplandroyalty@gmail.com. That's griplandroyalty@gmail.com. I'll spell that out for you. GRIPLAND royalty, ROYALTY, @gmail.com. Any questions y'all want to ask me, anything about anything, because I'm an open book, and I answer them for you, because it's all love. Like I say, it's all love, man. Like I say, it's been a ride, bigger than a roller coaster ride, you know. I'm just in a space now, man. Like, I can't even really explain it with words. I'm really not a label guy. I really, you know what I mean, don't like labels, because people put too much power into labels. I feel like actions speak louder than words. You really ain't gotta, you know. But teach his own. You know, I've been paying attention to pretty much everything that's been going on recently. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's been a grip. So it's so much done went on since the last time I recorded, man. It's just so much to talk about. This right here is just the icebreaker episode, my welcome back episode, you know. To let everybody know, you know, I ain't forgot about it. I'm still lonely, and we finna go full throttle with it. Like, I was already going full throttle with it, but now I'm finna go full throttle, you know? Because it feels good. It feels good. Like I said, I miss it. I even miss y'all. All the ones that listen, I know y'all been looking for something new. Been waiting for me to drop, so here it is. We about to start being right back at y'all every Sunday, as usual. You know? This right here might be, like I say, this is just the icebreaker episode, the welcome back episode. You know what I mean? My son had a couple questions he wanted to ask me, so I want to go ahead and get them out the way. Let him, you know what I'm saying, ask me what he felt like he wanted to ask me. And it's going to be a part two to this because he's going to be more prepared. I'm going to make sure he sit down and get his little words and everything he want to say together so we can go harder and it could be a little bit longer. But I appreciate y'all. I really do. That's one reason I did this episode, just to show my appreciation for y'all listening, you know what I mean? And just, you know what I mean, giving me a chance, because like I said, y'all ain't have to, you know what I mean? I ain't have to get one click or one listen on here, but by the grace of the Creator, man, y'all keep clicking. So that means y'all want to hear what I got to say. And that's why I gave you that email again, griplandroyalty@gmail.com. Send me questions, and I will answer them on the podcast and put your name in there so I can address whoever asked me the question. So the next time y'all listen, y'all know I'm reading these emails and I'm talking to you, you know? Man, right now I'm just sitting here looking at the waterfalls on YouTube. That's one of my meditation things, my peaceful things, you know? I don't know, it's something about water, man. Blue, like I always love the color blue. That's my favorite color, but it's something about water, man, and the wind and the sounds it makes, man, it just brings me so much peace, man. So much peace. And I love it, so. Like I say, it's just a vibe. I got my candles lit, you know? It's just like a beautiful vibe, man. A beautiful vibe. Like I said, again, it feels good to be back, man. And shout out to Anchor for giving me the platform for this to even happen, you know? Everything I'm saying, I'm speaking, I'm manifesting. And that's what you got to do. No, like I say, no matter what you go through, speak it and manifest it. It doesn't matter what they say, they can't stop you from doing what you want to do. Like I tell people all the time, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. So I'm prepared for war. And when I say war, it ain't got to be going to war to kill nobody, hurt nobody, but I'm going to war against whatever, you know, trying to stop me or hold me back from my goals or my ambitions. I ain't really going to speak too much on my weekend, but like I say, it was a weekend that really allowed me to see and really just bag back on myself and understand and realize that I am special. I have something to say, and God has me here for a purpose. But we're going to get into that on my other podcast. So y'all go check that out too. Gripland the Podcast with my co-host, Tisha Renee, a.k.a. Bees Billy. You know, go check us out. Same platform, Anchor. Go check her podcast out, Breaking the Cycle. And we got plenty more podcasts coming from new, fresh, young. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to touch the perspective of the young. We got to know how they think and how they move. You know, because, you know, times they be like, because we older and they younger, they feel like we don't understand. But I be telling my sons and my daughter all the time, I was once your age. You got to realize that. I was once your age. So trust me, I know how you feel and I know how you think, because I used to think the same way. When I was younger, I'm like, man, my parents don't understand nothing I'm talking about. They did. It's just, you know what I mean? They was older, wiser. They been through more. So they knew the repercussions and consequences of our actions. So you had to respect it. You had to respect it. But we want to hit y'all from every angle, you know? Every angle. And like I say, I'm appreciative of this platform. And I'm appreciative of all the people, all the fathers, the mothers, or the kids, or whoever listened to it. I'm appreciative and I'm thankful for it. And got more interviews coming from more black fathers. We still got the round table coming with the black mothers and the black fathers. So
we can sit down and we can have an open conversation about how tough it is on both sides and try to come to a conclusion or solution on how we can work together to make this better. Because that's what it's about, regardless of the things we went through. It's for the betterment of the children. This is for their future. You know what I mean? And so we got to do whatever it takes to make sure that they absolutely do not have to go through anything. I mean, anything that we went through. Anything. And that's the goal. That's always been the goal. To make sure it's easier for them than it was for us. One of my biggest goals, I know my son asked that question, but one of my biggest goals, besides making them never have to go through nothing that I've been through, is to also leave them something. Because I was never left anything by my parents, and my father's still alive. But my mother, she's deceased, but I want to be able to be like, boom, this is for you, Kiki, this is for you. God rest my son's soul, Junior. I love you. Always will. Forever and beyond. Damari and Kamari. But I also need them to be, how can I say, I need them to be aware, smart, and focused, and understand what's going on around them. It's like I was telling him, it's easy to give you anything. Excuse me. It's easy to give you anything, but what you going to do with it when I give it to you? Are you going to squander it and throw it away, or are you going to take it and build? And that's what I want for my kids. Whatever I leave y'all, I want y'all to take it and triple it. And then teach y'all kids and my grandbabies how to triple it. You feel me? Every generation. Every generation. That's the goal. And I take pride in it. I love my black people. I love my black queens. I love all my fellow kings. Like I say, and I appreciate y'all. We've been through a lot, but guess what? We're still here. And if you're still here, that means you're here for a reason. To make something better. It's time for a change. It's time for us to start looking at things different. Ownership, land, it's just time for all that. It's been that time, but you know, we got caught up in the nonsense, and it is what it is. It is what it is. But guess what? One thing for certain, two things for sure, we're going to be just fine. And that I promise you. That I promise you. And with that being said, I am Chief Shimon, a.k.a. Big Chief. This is Being Black Fathers. You can check me out on social media at Chief Shimon _424 on Instagram. Check me out. Follow me. Send me follow requests and I'll follow you back. To all my fans, again, I appreciate you and thank you. For having an open ear and allow me into your life and into your world. And this I promise you that every time I drop, it's going to always be genuine. It's going to be from the heart. And whoever I have on here, no matter what the guest is, family or no family, it's going to be genuine and from the heart. And we're going to ask real questions. That's why I urge you again, send questions for me so I can answer them. Let me know who you is. Talk to me, I talk back. That's a fact. You hear me? Thank y'all. Until next Sunday, Chief out.